All right, we're back. Good morning. Patriots Day, September 11th. Partly cloudy, 58 degrees, and our Thursday talk round continues. What a great double feature. I go from Janet Gageland to Kathy Dickman. I'm having a good day.
I'm having a good day.
A really good day. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are
good
we
morning.
Doing?
We're doing great.
How's the zoo doing?
Zoo's doing wonderfully. Our weekend hours, you know, we switched to weekend. Friday through Sunday are going great. The weather has been very cooperative, so that helps. People will come and say, oh, this is really nice weather to see the zoo.
I know. This is to me. Animals
are so active.
Perfect time.
Plus, they aren't seeing people beginning of the week, so they're like, hello, come
yeah,
in.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
And they know. I mean, they know. They're very instinctual that way.
Yeah.
And they like to show off.
Yeah.
You got a lot of hams down there.
We do indeed.
That like to show off.
We do indeed. You know, we talk about the tails of the world and the otters and Nico, but there's a lot of more hams out there.
There really are.
They show it in their own species characteristics.
That is true. Okay, so the month of September, as the season kind of, your season kind of winds down, it's been a summer. I wish the weather would have been better for you, but you still had some good crowds.
It was great summer. Yes, our numbers are down. We find that weather-related, looking at, of course, recording the weather every day, but also with colleagues.
Yeah.
And it's kind of universally down throughout much of our colleagues' zoos and throughout not just the Midwest.
Right,
Look at the southern zoos, which struggle with the heat anyway.
Yeah.
And so it's been a summer for that.
No kidding.
So we'll be conferencing soon with fellow zoos and can compare different things like that. We like to do that as a whole, as a unit, and show our individual concerns and numbers and what we can, and trends. Trends are a big thing that we discuss at zoo conferences. But our education team is just going strong every single day. September brings each of the counties, Wilkin and Richland, to do conservation projects. And Richland County Soil and Water District had school kids at the Bag Farm the last 2 days and had the zoo folks go there. And we had Bruce and Tom went there 2 days in a row. And today, Bruce and Melissa do Wilkin County Soil and Conservation Days, and they're going to come over to the park to make it nice so we can bring our animal friends over to them too. And they do a number of things, not just they talk about the zoo animals, but they do a number of things with that. And thank you to both counties for recognizing the importance of Chihinkapa as partners, and also to our amazing team.
I've had a lot of people bragging on Chihinkapa Zoo in and out of here over the last couple of weeks with events going on. Say we're so grateful that they're showing up.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, they just come down and it's always interesting to see what they're going to bring us. So, again, it's more of that zoo outreach where it's not just the zoo. I mean, you are constantly out in the communities.
Yes, and we invite people that. And that's one another reason, besides looking at what our public tells us when they want to visit, which is not Monday through Thursday, which is okay. It's okay. That's why we went to the weekends in September, and our numbers show us that too. But that does leave Monday through Thursday for special events, school groups. We still have schools that want to register in the fall to come. It used to be only a spring thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then some zoos can do spring or fall. And there's some zoos that do spring and fall. Or they'll do spring and then they'll say, we want you in our classrooms in the wintertime. And that's growing. We've always done it, but it's growing at a larger base. So like instead of going to one or two classrooms in a school, we're going to many. And so please know we can schedule that. And it's just got to work in our schedule. We'll do everything we can to help make that work.
Yeah.
In the meantime, if your child has a project, any age group, even high schoolers that might be listening, a conservation project, and you want some help on it, you need to come down to the zoo and visit with us about a species or measure a habitat, because that's a big thing for the math classes, is let's put together a little habitat model.
Sure.
There's just so many things. It's just across-the-board learning. And you can do. You don't have to do just only science at the zoo. There's math. There's art. Look at the inspiration. Look who I'm talking to. Look at the inspiration at the zoo. But poetry, English classes. There's so many ways that teachers can use the zoo and park in Wahpeton for this. And we just love to be challenged as well. Like, yeah. Oh, we got this group coming in. What can we do for them? And we just love that. I'm doing some wedding planning for spring down there.
Wow.
I'm not even talking the chapel, but I'm talking in the zoo.
In the zoo.
So people finding creative and unique venues for their special day. So wonderful things going on. On Saturday, we have Headwater Days, of course, in the Twin Towns. And
you're a part of that, of course.
Yes. Bruce and Melissa will be over there doing animal program in Wells Memorial Park. So we're really, really happy. That's at noon on Saturday.
Okay.
And, of course, they have the parade first and all the good stuff. And we're also hosting the Bobcat Company picnic, and that's not like a public thing, but to let you know what's going on.
Right.
There are 700 people coming for their Bobcat Day at the zoo, and we'll be feeding them and hosting them in the zoo.
And when is this?
This is Saturday
as well. This is Saturday as well, okay.
And so many wonderful things happening this week at Bull Bash. I mean, we've got it.
Yeah, it's jammed.
Check your Wahpeton, Breckenridge,
the Valley
calendars.
Lake folks got their thing going on Saturday.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Thank you. Absolutely. Huge. So many things. Check out the community calendars, because there's so many things that people work very hard to put together. And I know the Bull Bash is growing every year, and people just, there's big fans. People who don't even know if they're going to be a fan go to that and go, wow, I had no idea this is cool.
Yeah, I'll be back next year, definitely.
I was one of them too. It's like, yay, it's so good. So all these wonderful things happening. So always check it out. And I think it's my message for today. There's a lot going on
there
in our community, baby.
There is a lot going on. And you're a part of it. The zoo's a part of it. Like I say, I've had so many people coming in going, this is our event. And hey, Jankaba Zoo's showing up.
Yes. So we're happy about that. And our members, our membership picnic is Monday the 15th.
Okay, of this month.
And that's at Hughes. And if you didn't receive your invitation, we had a couple come back. People move between the time that they they sign up in the spring. And if you didn't get something, you know, just if you're a member, you know, you're welcome to come to that.
Right.
And so we've got a lot of public things coming up for everybody, too. So.
And Zubu next
Zubu.
Month.
Zubu. I'm so excited. You know, we changed the daytime hours.
You did.
And we've got a cute ad out there you're going to be playing soon. Yeah. And Nico's in trouble again.
Yeah, of course he is.
So we changed it to 2 to 5. And I'm a fan of the nighttime. You know, well, we lived in the same neighborhood growing up. So, you know, we were always out at night.
Always night owls, both of us. Yeah.
Doing all sorts of things, playing Starlight Moonlight.
Starlight Moonlight,
and that turned to ditch when you know, my kids were growing up. But different things, you know, just Christmas lights, Halloween lights. We were all over the neighborhood. And so we like the nighttime stuff, but we changed the daytime so more people could travel to come to it, and local people too say, you know, we want to get our kids to bed. Thank you for having this in the daytime. It is the 25th. So we changed to a solid date several years ago, instead of saying it's going to be the day before Halloween, which was for decades. We did that
for a long time.
And now we're saying, let's do that Saturday before. So that brings us to the 25th. So people can always have it on their calendar as that Saturday before Halloween. And allows us to, we're going to be closing for the general public on the 19th of October. That's a Sunday. And then getting ready for the Zoo Boo. And also, what's nice about this is it's another chance to see your favorite zoo residents, because they will be on exhibit.
Yeah.
And Lacey, our enrichment leader, and all of our wonderful animal care staff have some special decorations planned, and you can be part of that. So we'll be announcing things coming up where people can come down, help make these decorations, which are enrichment for the animals, that'll be on exhibit on Zoo Boo.
Incredible.
It's so much.
I was down there last week, and I noticed something with your staff that I have to point out, because it is a thing. I call it the zoo zone. When your staff's in the zoo zone, and I just watch them go about their daily routines, they are so focused, they are so in the zone, and they're so passionate about what they're doing that it just, and I thought, zoo zone.
I love that term.
All of your staff down there is totally in the zoo zone when they're down there, when you walk. I think
that sums it up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because not only are they focused on, and you know, their passion for telling people about the animals and doing a good job for the habitats and the animal welfare daily.
Yeah.
But they're also focusing on safety for the animals, for the public.
Yeah.
And they are in tune to things. And we count on the public to tell us things, too. Like,
the zoo
zone.
I
noticed this over here. Do you want to come check it out? So we're loving that. And so some exciting news coming in the feline area I will talk about next week when that's solidified. Not a new species, but a new friend coming.
And a good story.
Absolutely. Yeah. So.
Kathy Dickman, love having you in here. So head on down this weekend and get into the zoo zone, too, among everything else.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you much.
And thank you.
We'll talk next Thursday. That is our morning zoo edition for this September 11th. Here are the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Got a partly cloudy sky right now, 58 degrees. Good morning.
Low, 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 low.